بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, just referred to an ayat of the Quran Kareem. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. The mu'mineen are such, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's name is taken or ayat of the Quran Kareem are recited, their hearts are filled with awe and the greatness of Allah in them. This is what the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does, brightens up the heart of the individual, attaches a person to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the person has the marifat and the recognition of Allah coming into his heart through making zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, in the creation of the sky and the earth, alternating of the day and the night, there are signs, clear signs of the manifestation of the power of Allah for intelligent people. And then defining the intelligent people, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that those people, day in, day out, every move of theirs is engaged with the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ Standing, lying down, sitting, all their time, their hearts are attached to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In some verse of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about some outstanding qualities of the believers, one of it, specifically males and females, Allah speak about, أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ They make lots and lots of zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One is that in your daily work, your heart is attached to Allah. And one is, you actually take out time and make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Just look at one example in the Quran, that when a person needs to make meat halal, an animal which can be consumed, but you got to slaughter it according to Sharia rites. You have to take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Before that meat is haram to consume. But you just have to take the name of Allah, say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That meat which was haram, now just by saying something which is lesser than 1 minute, half a minute, you just say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, which was haram, now it became halal. Now when, with the zikr of Allah, meat which was made haram has now become halal, and imagine that mouth through which we take the zikr of Allah repeatedly, how much more halal will our hearts become? How much more purer will our hearts become? When that Bismillah made the meat of an animal from haram to halal, then imagine what happens to the heart when a person has to take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, قِيَامَةُ الْنَدْكَمْ لَا تُقَامُ السَّاعَ حَتَّى يُقَالْ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ قِيَامَةُ الْنَدْكَمْ until Allah's name has been taken. That is as far as the world is concerned. But that heart that is abad, that heart that is illuminated, and that heart that is all the time engaged in the zikr of Allah, قِيَامَةُ will not come even on that heart. That heart will be brightened all the time. So just as the world would exist with the zikr of Allah, the heart that is engaged in the zikr of Allah, it will always remain there. The qiyamah will not come unto such a heart. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We take out time in the morning and evening. One hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, hadith of Qudsi, wherein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Uskurni ba'da al-fajr wa ba'da al-asr, affika fima bayinahuma. You remember me little bit time after Fajr, little bit time after Asr. That then the time between Fajr and Asr, leave it in my care. I'll take care, I'll fulfill all your needs at that time. We make so much effort to fulfill our worldly needs. Simple prescription, make the zikr of Allah after Fajr, after Asr. Adopt asbab, it means see what happened with the barakat of zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us spend a few moments making the zikr of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 الله
Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Let us make dua. One of the biggest duas we should make, that Allah must connect our hearts with Him. And Allah must give us the tawfiq to do all those a'mal through which we could connect with Allah Ta'ala. If you just have a battery, but if there's no connection with the terminals, that engine is not going to work. We need to connect. And Allah must connect our hearts with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for our hearts to be alive, and for it to have that electricity, it must have that power and the muhabbat of Allah coming in our hearts. That's the biggest dua we should ask. And if Allah have to accept that dua, then we are so fortunate. But we need to ask from Allah, from His unlimited treasures. Beg Allah, Allah, you put out your light and you put your noor, put your the sweetness of your name inside our heart. So that until and unless we don't make zikr, we feel that emptiness, we crave for that sweetness of Allah, the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Like how a child, he crave for the sweet, he craves for the chocolate. That lollipop must be given to the child, and the child will keep on crying. For us, our sweets, our chocolate, and our lollipop, and the thing that will satisfy us, it is the sweetness of the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's what we need to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we got that halawat, we got that sweetness, no other sweetness of the world will matter to us. No other attraction. Just get that halawat, the sweetness of the name of Allah, which is more sweeter than sugar, more sweeter than honey, and more sweeter than anything sweet in the world. That sweetness must come in the heart. Then until you don't taste it, you'll never feel at ease. It's such an addiction that you cannot come out of that addiction. That is the best addiction, attaching ourselves to the name of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq.